It's now time for Save Water Santa Fe with Christine Chavez. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning, Esteban. How are you today?
Oh, fantastic. It's great to see you.
Nice to see you too.
How are you doing?
I'm doing good. You know, time just seems to be zooming by. And another week already under our belts in January. So yeah, time just, I can't keep up.
I know. It's you know, January's come and gone. And so here we are.
Yeah.
Just about. Well, I know today's another fascinating conversation on Save Water Santa Fe. So we're going to go ahead and turn this over to you.
Great. Thank you so much, Esteban. And thanks, everybody, for listening to Save Water Santa Fe. Today, we do have, you know, our friends in the studio. We have the Santa Fe Watershed Association. And, you know, we have partnered with the Santa Fe Watershed Association for, I think, as long as I have been here, probably for, you know, 5 years before that. So a 10, 15-year relationship. You know, we're really grateful for the partnership and for all the work that this organization does on our behalf. And today we have Julie Hasty, who is the Director of Education and, you know, really heads all of our education efforts, you know, for the conservation program. And so welcome to the studio, Julie. Thank you so much for being our guest today.
Thank you so much for having me, Christine.
So, Julie, just for our listeners, you know, maybe you could tell us a little bit about yourself, you know, your background, you know, how you became involved in this work and with the Santa Fe Watershed Association.
Sure. So I grew up here in Santa Fe, so I consider this to be my hometown. I went to the University of New Mexico and studied biology. I had a hiatus while I was raising kids, but when I went back into the workforce, I was working at the University of Arizona for the Water Resources Research Center for Arizona Project WET, doing water education. And once my kids were grown, we decided to come back home, and I came to work for the Santa Fe Watershed Association. So I just love this community and love getting to work in water education and conservation and getting to work with you all at the Water Conservation Office.
Great. So today we're going to jump into some of our adult education programs. But why don't you give us just a recap of sort of the work that you do for us overall in the K-12 area?
Sure. So our big program that we do at the Santa Fe Watershed Association is taking fifth graders into the municipal watershed. So kids get a classroom visit and then they get to spend the day up in the upper municipal watershed that's closed to the public. They get to investigate that area and learn about our water sources. And then we do a follow-up visit in their classroom. So that's a really great program that's offered to all fifth grade classes here in Santa Fe. We also have an Arroyo curriculum that we have for middle school that teaches students about our Arroyo system and learn about stormwater. We also are the host entity for Project WET in New Mexico. And so I am the Project WET coordinator here in New Mexico. And so we do a lot of teacher professional development with Project WET activities. And that is from water to climate science to healthy water, healthy people, which is water quality. Oh my gosh, we have so many things. Those are our big programs. We also just work with individual teachers that want to reach out to us to do water quality monitoring with their students and things like that. Yeah.
So I always say that I feel like the water conservation program is the most successful because of the partnerships that we form in the community. And you know, we're never back behind a desk thinking that we can do it all. I think we find the people that do it the best, and then we support and align with them. And so it's just been really great being your partner. And you guys just do such excellent work on our behalf. And, you know, we're just really pleased with the partnership. And, you know, we're excited to continue that, you know, in the future.
Thank you.
So, Julie, it's kind of interesting. When I moved back to Santa Fe, I grew up here, left for a little while. And when I came back, I took a climate master's course. And at that time, it was being offered, I think, by the, I don't want to, it's the environment department.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it was, you know, I don't know, an 8-10 week course or something. And it really brought me back in touch with, you know, the issues here in Santa Fe. It connected me with different community leaders, and it really I think helped prepare me or set the stage for my work in the conservation office. And so I know that since then, you know, this program has been moved over to the Santa Fe Watershed Association, and you guys have, you know, you're going to about to launch it so people can sign up. So let's talk about it. Let's give our listeners some information about the program, how they can get involved, the types of things that they will learn. But overall, I mean, it's really exciting that it's now residing within the Santa Fe Watershed Association. You know, things that you guys are working on, and it gives us a chance to align with you on the adult education component of Climate Masters. And so we're so excited about that coming up. Why don't you go ahead and tell us more?
Sure. Yeah, it's a really exciting program. We do it every spring. I love that I don't teach it. I facilitate it or I lead it. And it's so great because we work with so many local experts and professionals that come into the class and teach students. This year, it will run from March 26th to May 21st. So that's 9 weeks. It's going to meet on Wednesday evenings, and it will include 3 additional field trips. This is a course that's open to the public. You don't have to have a science background or a climate background. Just people that are interested in getting involved in the community to address climate issues. So once the course is done, one of the things that people need to do is 30 hours of climate-related volunteer work within the community that will give them the title of Climate Masters. And we, you know, are just really excited to get it rolling this spring. So
I just remember just learning so much, you know, not only from the field trips, but will the classes be held at the Audubon again this year?
Yes, I do believe we were working on maybe trying to do something closer in town for part of those, but most of it will be housed at the Audubon. Yes.
Okay. That's just such a great venue in itself.
It is. It's beautiful.
Get up there and be learning about things in the context of where the Audubon is situated. Mm-hmm. But yeah, you know, it's a great course. We've been really fortunate because some of the students who have come out of this course have aligned with the water conservation program to try to earn that 30-hour sort of a requirement. And it's been great. You know, we've had people come in and try to help us facilitate different community tours, you know, with specific emphasis like on pollinators, you know, lots of really great ideas. I think anybody who's participating in this class or who's going to sign up for this class is already going to be really passionate about environmental issues to begin with. And they just want to learn more. How can they get more involved? And so, you know, the people that take your course have always been really engaged and passionate. And so one of the spots is, you know, water conservation gets to go in there and give a presentation. And it's always an interesting session, you know, with the different, the commentary and all of the different questions that we get. I mean, it's just, I really enjoy being able to participate in that. And I'm glad that we can say that in the water conservation program, we help sponsor this type of adult education, you know, through our partnership.
Yeah, definitely.
So the theme of this year's Climate Masters is, let's see, I'm pulling it up. Of course, it's, there it is.
Oh, yeah, you got it.
Building resilience.
Yes. Yeah, so we really so I've been doing the Climate Masters for 4 years now since we sort of came back. We took a year off for COVID. And each year I'm really trying to, you know, improve the course. It was already awesome. And I just, you know, want to keep building on that. And so this year we have an overarching theme of building resilience here in Santa Fe and northern New Mexico. This shouldn't be a class where people come in and they leave feeling terrible and doom and gloom. And it's just, you know, horrible where there's nothing we can do. We want to empower people and make them feel like that there's solutions here in our community. And so really trying to look at the problems, and then each of our topics or experts that come in will have some problem-solving questions that we try to answer to help empower people, make them understand there are some solutions out there, there's things that they can do, and there's some really big picture actions that, you know, we're lucky to live in this community where, you know, people listen, the city council, they listen. If you go and talk to them, they hear you. You know, it doesn't mean everything's perfect, but we're so lucky to be in an area where people, their voices do matter. So teaching them and empowering them that way is really important.
All right. So for our listeners joining in, we are talking to Julie Hasey, who is the Director of Education for the Santa Fe Watershed Association. And we're talking about the upcoming Climate Master's course. Julie, let's take a short break and we'll come back and we'll talk a little bit more about what people can expect to learn in this series.
Attention Santa Fe. The City of Santa Fe is calling on passionate individuals to join the Water Conservation Committee. So if you're ready to make a difference for our community and our planet, this is your chance. Do you have experience in water conservation, water quality, water policy, or landscaping? Or maybe you're just passionate about shaping the future of our city's water resources. This committee plays a vital role in recommending policies and evaluating programs that protect and sustain our precious water resources. For more information or to apply, contact Christine Chavez, cychavez@santafenm.gov. Together, let's ensure a sustainable future for Santa Fe. Apply today and be a part of the solution.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen, with Christine Chavez and Julie Hasty.
Thanks, everyone, for listening. We're learning more about the upcoming Climate Master's course. So, Julie, what can people expect to learn as part of this experience?
So we have experts from all different facets of climate impacts here in New Mexico and in Santa Fe. We start out with a really great scientist that comes in, Craig Allen. He was with the USGS and is retired, and he comes and gives everybody a really great overview of climate impacts in New Mexico and shares a lot of his data. He's a really knowledgeable scientist. So that's really exciting to sort of kick off the course. And then we move into soil health. A lot of people don't understand the connection between climate change and soil health. So we really dive into that. We look at hydrology. We look at water conservation. We look at how that's being managed now and in the past and where we're at and look into the future. We look at how does climate change help people. This year, I'm really excited that we have a new organization presenting. Healthy Climate New Mexico is going to come and talk about some of the health impacts to people here that we haven't really dived into as much in the past. So that's very exciting. And then we talk about how do we talk about climate change? How do we advocate for climate change policies? We look at renewable energy. We look at from small scale what people can do in their homes to big scale. How do we, you know, really scale these things up to really push our decision makers to put in place policies that really make a larger impact? We cover all the great things.
All right, and most importantly, how do people sign up? Where do they go? Are there any fees associated with that?
Sure. So the course is $50. We do offer scholarships. So if anybody is looking for a scholarship, they can just reach out to me. People can reach me. I'll give that. Julie@santafewatershed.org is my email if you need to reach out to me. The registration will open this coming Monday, February 3rd at 10 a.m. And we're just going to put a live link on our website for people to click on and register. And our website is at santafewatershed.org/CM2025. And that's where people can go.
All right. Well, I know you guys are so busy. This is one program out of many that you'll be launching this year. Are there any other things coming up in the near future that we could mention?
Sure. So we're going to have lots of things coming up in the spring. We're going to have, I believe, April 26th, we're going to be down at the Rail Yard for Earth Day celebration. May 3rd, we have our Love Your Watershed Day coming up. I know we're going to start advertising cleanups, ways for people to get involved in the community. And if people want to know the information on what's coming up, just, you know, go to our website, santafewatershed.org, and sign up for our biweekly newsletter that sends out all that information.
Well, great. Well, you know, having been a participant of the Climate Masters program in the past, I can say that, you know, there's so many things you learn about that even though you think you may know, it just, I think, builds the connections. You know, all of the series sort of connect to each other, and they connect you to people who, you know, you can have further conversations with, community leaders. And so I learned a lot, even having lived here and, you know, raised here. And it really did help me, I think, kick off my job here with the City of Santa Fe when I started. So whether you're a newcomer, whether you've been here, you know, lived here for a while, it really is such a great experience to just meet with these. You become kind of close to the group that, you know, you are enrolled in this program with, and you spend, you know, at least a couple Wednesdays together. And, you know, you really, I think, learn from each other as well, you know, the speakers, but the conversations and the questions, it really opens up your own mind to like, oh, I didn't think about it that way. And, you know, it's a learning experience from many different perspectives. And so we're really happy to be co-sponsoring that this year. We're happy to have a spot where we can talk about our program and our efforts. And it's just always a great opportunity to partner with the Santa Fe Watershed Association. So thank you so much, Julie. Are there any other parting words you want to leave with our listeners before we end the show today?
Well, just thank you for having me and letting me talk about the Climate Masters course. You know, it's really important for people to get involved on a local level here in the community, because I think there's a lot of things that we can do to help build resilience with the impacts of climate change, but we can only do it together.
Awesome. Well, thanks again for being our guest today. And thanks, everybody, for listening to Save Water Santa Fe. And to learn more about the city's water conservation program, please visit SaveWaterSantaFe.com. Or you can always contact me directly, Christine Chavez, at 955-4219.
Thank you so much, Christine. Thank you, Julie. Have yourself a great day.